common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this July 5th, 2018. We're going to talk about the aftermath of the 4th of July as we listen to the music Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland. A fanfare to what really 1776 was about. It was a pushback against the globalist elite of the time. There was nothing that was more global than the British Empire. The sun never sat on it. But they sat on the common man. And the rise of the common man is what the Declaration of Independence is about. It's the spirit of America, individual liberty, the dignity of the individual, the liberty of the individual. We've lost sight of that in many ways here in America. It's not a perfect country. It's not a perfect government. We're going to talk about what's right with America as well as what's wrong with it. One of the things we're going to talk about, of course, today is going to be the protest yesterday at the Statue of Liberty. We're going to tell you who this individual was that decided that they were going to shut down the tourist attraction for everybody else. Didn't care about the statutes, and she doesn't care about the statutes for immigration or anything else. This is the way she has lived her entire life. We're going to tell you who this woman was, something that really wasn't dwelled on much, if it was mentioned at all by the mainstream media. I think you can guess where this story is going. But, of course, it looked like for a while it was going to shut down the fireworks there for everybody as well, because they were concerned about this woman's safety. And as we look at other issues of safety, you know, we had the so-called mastermind of a 4th of July terrorist attack. When I saw that story, I never reported that because I knew it was a lie being put out there by the FBI, or should I say the FIB, because that seems to be all they do anymore. We've had years ago, Judge Napolitano said, if you look at all of these so-called terrorist attacks that have been thwarted by the FBI, they were pretty much all done by the FBI. They would get some poor individual strung out on drugs, homeless, out of their mind or whatever, string them along, tell them, you want to do this, don't you? And we'll help you to do this, and give them whatever they need, set them up, and then bust them. Kind of like a fire department that goes out and starts fires and then puts the fires out and announces that they are heroes. And that's what they've done again in this particular one. And here was the tip-off, besides the fact that it was the FBI. I think the tip-off of this was the scope and the way that they were pushing this, a little bit too hard, saying that he was going to give toy cars, remote-controlled toy cars to children. I think it was even going to be children of law enforcement officers or Border Patrol or ICE or whatever. And he was going to put bombs on it so they would be the unwitting accomplices on this. And it's like, that is the most preposterous nonsense. Who would believe that except for CNN and Fox? That they would put that out. And so now it has been revealed that this guy, Demetrius Pitts, 48, even though he is now facing criminal charges because of conversations that he had with FBI undercover agents who set him up. It's not just General Flynn. They set up anybody for their own political purposes. His aunt told USA Today she was shocked by the news. He had never been a violent person. Yeah, he had problems with drugs and everything. He grew up without a father. He says, my brother, who's her brother, she said, he was killed before he was born. His mother passed away. He was in a while he was in jail, penitentiary. So he's had a hard time and so forth. And of course, this isn't the first time that we've had the FBI do this type of thing. Find somebody like this that they can easily gaslight. In March, we had a similar incident. Reports of Freethought Project had an FBI informant targeted a mentally ill man who agreed online to carry out an attack and was arrested soon after. And then they became heroes. Well, we've got another gaslight attack, this one in the UK. We're also going to break down that for you. As RT said, it looks like Novichok Groundhog Day again. But there's more to this than just meets the eye. It's a very important story, I think. Tells us a great deal about the UK government and about efforts to try to undermine, perhaps, this might be a motivation, to try to undermine the summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this July 5th, 2018. I hope you had a nice 4th of July. Take a look at what happened yesterday. And we're going to look at the state of liberty in the United States today. That British papers, as well as trolls on the internet from the UK trolling us, saying, you would have been better off with us. It's like, well, would we? I don't know. We've made our own mistakes, haven't we? But so have they. And we're going to take a look at a possible new Declaration of Independence. Were the grievances that the founders of this country had with the British government, are they that much different than the grievances that we have today with our government, the one that we created? Has it gone that far off the rails? You know, it wasn't an act of rebellion to the established order. Quite frankly, what they were pointing out was that the British monarchy was an act of rebellion to the covenants that the monarchy had made at Runnymede and so forth. There had been limitations put on the British crown. They had exceeded those limitations. Back in North Carolina, we had a lot of places that were named after. It's one of the older, one of the original colonies, and we had a lot of old towns there. Some of them named after William Pitt. Pittsburgh, for example, named after William Pitt, who was a friend of the American colonies. He believed that we should have some of the things that we were trying to get. He was trying to get reform, and he was honored by the people in that area of North Carolina afterwards. So, and as Winston Churchill had pointed out in his History of the English-Speaking People, when we got our independence and our freedom, it made the British people freer as well, because it freed them from the increasing tyranny of the monarchy. It gave them a stronger parliament and so forth. It devolved power from the center. It's always a good thing when somebody else gets freedom. That's why we celebrated when the British people voted for Brexit. But as one person said when they pushed back against the UK independent, very statist rag, attacking America, attacking President Trump especially, as they pushed back, they said, well, we had the original Brexit. Well, of course, the UK independent doesn't like Brexit to start with. But let's take a look at what happened yesterday in New York. We had a woman climbing the Statue of Liberty. It looked like she was going to shut down the fireworks there for a while. They were very concerned. They shut down the island for tourism for the people who went there. But of course, she didn't care. It was all about her. And we're going to tell you who this woman is. She is an immigrant. She arrived, and it's not any indications that she became a legal citizen or anything. It's just, you know, she appears, as some of the places say, she appears to have come about 10 years ago. How do we know that? Well, we know that because she's been involved in lawsuits screaming racism and attacking the police and demonstrating and so forth for the last 10 years. That's how we know she's been here for 10 years. She self-immigrated. And she goes to the Statue of Liberty. She doesn't really care about any statutes or the statue itself, as a matter of fact. The people that took her down, the New York Times Report officials, were worried that this woman, whose name is Okumu, might damage the monument due to the fact that the area that she was walking back and forth on was very, very thin. She doesn't care. She doesn't care. She doesn't care that she shut down the island for people that was many of them. It was their only day to be able to go there and see it. They're on a vacation. They've got things scheduled, so they get bumped off the island. They can't see the Statue of Liberty. They can't be on the island because of her antics. A lot of people thought she was going to shut down the fireworks, but that didn't happen. She lives in Staten Island. She arrived from the Democratic Republic of Congo 10 years ago. I think we should send her back. Here's her rap sheet. She was arrested in 2017 for trespassing and obstruction of government administration during a demonstration at the New York Department of Labor. In 2003, she unsuccessfully filed a wrongful termination lawsuit claiming racial discrimination after she was fired from a battered women's home. So that gives us a little bit more than a 10-year history. In 2009, she won $1,500 off of a towing company after she accused them of calling her the N-word. In 2007, she unsuccessfully filed a human rights complaint against a group home in Staten Island for racial discrimination. It was a home for the elderly, I guess, like the other one was. So this is somebody, of course, she's a member of the group Rise and Resist. Oh, she's got another rap sheet here, too, as well. 2011, she was forced to pay $4,500 in fines after she put ads for her personal trainer business on utility poles because, you know, the rest of us have laws, but the laws don't apply to this woman who self-immigrated into the United States. She's above the law. Doesn't matter. Well, she didn't get above the statue. She didn't get off the ground floor because she can't climb either. But as we look at that, it's important to remind ourselves that there are immigrants who do it the right way, besides this woman who has been a constant troublemaker to her neighbors, to everybody that she comes in contact with. If you look at her history, every couple of years she's involved in an arrest or a lawsuit or whatever against anybody that she works for. She's had problems with her neighbors where she lives, and yet we have 14,000 people who became citizens yesterday, doing it the legal way, respecting our laws, respecting our government, not coming here demanding special favors and demanding and ignoring every law that we have. She didn't care about the laws about signs. She didn't care about the laws for immigration. She didn't care about the laws to protect the Statue of Liberty itself. She didn't care about any of this stuff. Typical, absolutely typical. But I want to take a look. And we got another report coming up here. I want to take a look at what's going on with the, what I guess I would call it, gaslighting part due in the UK. What is happening there? We've got another report of Novichok poisoning, except nobody died again. So it's not nerve gas. And we have VX nerve gas, which will pretty much kill you on contact. Novichok is 8 times more potent. And yet they're telling us an amazing story here. What is behind this? Why have we had two of these? As one of the Russian papers said, it's Novichok Groundhog Day again in the UK. The timing is very suspicious again, but the narrative is a flat-out lie. So we're going to talk about that a great deal. But I think as we look at the 4th of July, it's kind of interesting to look at the institutional uncertainty that is coming up. We've got Bono of U2, and he is wringing his hands, warning that the existence of the United Nations, the European Union, and NATO are threatened. And we can only hope so. Let's hope that they are threatened. He says, and not just these institutions, says Bono, but what they stand for, an international order based on shared rules. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are rulers who make the rules. An international order, he said, that is facing the greatest test in its 70-year history. And not just these institutions, but what they have achieved is at risk. You know, what have they achieved? They worked very hard. They made a lot of strides in terms of turning the first world into the third world. Because, see, the obstacle to these would-be globalist rulers are the Western countries of Europe and America. And they have to take us down to third world status. The way they do that is with open borders. The way they do that is to export our factories to other countries. The way they do that is to take away our jobs here in this country. And so that really is what we're looking at here. And that is where the next Declaration of Independence is going to come from. And that is why supported President Trump. It's very important that we don't allow these institutions that Bono is now concerned about their existence. President Trump has been very effective, and these people are very concerned about that. He's been very effective at putting the brake on the consolidation of power, shutting down on day one the TPP, which would have taken away the ability to manage our own economy. Shutting down the Paris Climate Accord, done the same thing. And they're very concerned about that. Now, there is going to come a time we have to stop this consolidation into the center. You know, it's like a big ship, a lot of momentum. You can't just turn it around. You've got to slow it down to a stop, and then you turn it around. The day will come when we will take back our freedoms from our government that has stolen them, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, 1776, Silver Bullets, $9.95, colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Independence working out for you? That's a question that was asked by the UK newspaper, The Independent. It's a good question. Now, of course, they asked it because they wanted to just troll President Trump with hatred and, by extension, America, talking about the bulbous shape of U.S. President Trump and so forth and so on. Wrote that the U.S. was a land that, quote, steals and incarcerates brown-skinned babies. Yeah, okay. So that was the tone of the UK Independent, taunting America as the commenters came back with it. As one of them said, well, we were the original Brexiteers and we did it before it was cool. Well, the UK Independent still doesn't think that Brexit is cool. They want to control everybody. We fought back and pushed back against the globalists of 242 years ago. That's who we were fighting. The globalists then is called the British Empire. And I had somebody, as I tweeted out my, put out a tweet, making fun of the Queen, happy birthday peasants, happy treason day peasants, I should say. She didn't call it our birthday. We were calling it our birthday, but she called it treason day, let's say, in the meme that we put up. So this guy comes back and says, well, if the U.S. was still part of the British Empire, there would have been less slavery issues. Oh, really? It was the Brits who created the slave trade. Go back and look at your history. Look at how lucrative that was for them. That they had that whole little circle of, you know, you pick up the slaves that the Muslims have captured in Africa. You ship them to America. Then you drop them off, make your money for that. Then you pick up the finished goods that slaves have been making. Whether that's cotton or sugar or whatever, then you transport that back. So it was a nice little racket for the British Empire. You know who stopped that? It wasn't the British who stopped that necessarily. It was the Christians who stopped that. It was William Wilberforce, friend of John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace. And as William Wilberforce, who had been groomed as an elitist, he was a member of Parliament, he became a Christian, and he was going to get out of politics. And John Newton said, no, you have a place there where you can accomplish something. And of course, Newton himself, who wrote Amazing Grace, had been the captain of a slave ship. At one point, he became a slave of black people when his ship was shipwrecked. So he was both a slave captain and became a slave. And then he became a Christian. So he had an interesting history as well. But as he talked to William Wilberforce, he said, you can accomplish something where you are. God has given you a place and a gift where you are. And so Wilberforce spent his entire life shutting down slavery. First, he shut down the trade. Never thought that would, everybody mocked him. You know, he's kind of like Cato the Elder, who ended every speech with, oh, and one more thing, Carthage must be destroyed. That was the kind of persistence that you saw from William Wilberforce throughout his entire career. And he was mocked. They said, there's too much money in this. You will never stop this. You're going up against the biggest moneyed interests in the biggest empire of the world. But he was persistent, and he eventually won. He eventually stopped the slave trade. The slave trade was stopped before the American Civil War began. And then eventually what they did was they compensated the quote-unquote owners of the slaves so that that was taken care of peacefully. You know, they spent less money to free the slaves, to compensate, so there wouldn't be a fight or anything. They compensated the plantation owners, quote unquote, of the slaves. They spent less money than the U.S. government spent on ammunition during the Civil War. And nobody died. Talk about slavery issues. But then this guy goes on. He says, you would have had no Vietnam, Korea, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Syria wars. Oh, really? I kind of remember that we had Tony Blair pushing weapons of mass destruction in Libya. I kind of remember we got Theresa May trying to push us into Syria with a lie about Novichok gas. And that's back in the news today. We got a part due, gaslighting part due. And of course, they were involved in these other wars as well, tangentially. But He said, do you have free health service and so forth? Yeah, you think that your health care is free in the UK? You just don't have any idea what the cost is. I've seen this so many times. I've been lectured by city council people telling us, at city council meetings that I would go to, telling us how we needed to have light rail systems in these small towns in North Carolina because they had just gotten back from the Soviet Union and they could go anywhere in town and it only cost them a nickel. And I said, you have no idea how much that cost you. It cost you everything. You have, that's the price that they're having you drop into the box there is a nickel to go anywhere, but you have no idea how much that cost you financially, let alone how much it cost you in your freedom. My freedom to go anywhere I wish, whenever I wish, and to spend however much I want to go. If I want to travel around in a cheap rent-a-wreck, I can do that. If I want to spend all of my money on a luxury car, I could do that if I wanted to. You get to decide when and where and how you go. You don't have to wait for their schedule. And you don't have to travel as they tell you to do. There's no price that you can put on freedom, and that's the essence of 1776. And so, you know, we look at this, and as I said before, when Winston Churchill wrote the History of the English-Speaking People, of course, he talked about the American Revolution, and he said it was a freeing thing for the people of England as well, because they were able, it helped to break the power of a monarchy that was reestablishing after Runnymede, reestablishing its dictatorship, breaking the covenants that it had made with the people, both in England and here. And of course, we had seen what happened to religious freedom, freedom of speech. How is your freedom of speech working for you there in the UK when you lock up people like Tommy Robinson? It's absolutely amazing. So we've got a article here from John Whitehead, the Rutherford Institute, saying, you know, we need to take a look at the Declaration of Independence. Maybe we need to write a modern one. And he kind of paraphrases some of the aspects of the original Declaration of Independence, puts it in modern language. There comes a time when a populace must stand united and say, enough is enough, or shout from the windows, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not taking it anymore. That was what 1776 was about, way before network. All people possess certain innate rights that no government or agency or individual can take away from them, and among these are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And whenever government abuses its power, this is the part that they never had us memorize in school. It always bothered me that they never had it. They stopped, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yay. But then this part, the most important part, whenever any government abuses its power, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish that government and to replace it with a new government that will respect and protect the rights of people. And when you go down and take a look at the grievances that they have there, are they really that much different than the grievances that we could make against our government today? Are they perhaps less than the grievances that we have with our government today? Quite frankly, when the government would force you to house troops in your home and pay for their room and board, and these people are, you know, is that really worse than the 80,000 SWAT team raids that we've had, many innocent people dying? Is it worse than the government putting itself in an Orwellian Big Brother presence, an eternal presence in your life with your cell phone, with your television set, eavesdropping on everything that you do, measuring and monitoring and making assumptions about everything that you do? All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant on product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnant on base, the Real Red Pill has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Keep on lying. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're looking at July 4th on July 5th. And we're looking to see whether we're really free or not. Are you really free? Do you feel free? Is it a free country? Or are there laws for everything? As we went to break, I was telling you about John Whitehead, the Rutherford Institute, his retelling of the Declaration of Independence in modern language. Here's a couple of examples from it. See if this sounds familiar to you. Does this sound like something that only happened back in 1775, or is this happening in 2018? The government has, through its own negligence and arrogance, refused to adopt urgent and necessary laws for the good of the people or to protect our borders. The government has threatened to hold up critical laws unless the people agree to relinquish their right to be fully represented in the legislature. The government's allowed its agents to harass people and to steal from them. You know, civil asset forfeiture. The government has directed militarized government agents, also known as a standing army, to police domestic affairs and peacetime. The government has turned the country into a militarized police state. The government has conspired to undermine the rule of law, the Constitution, in order to expand its own powers. The government has allowed its militarized police to invade our homes with SWAT teams. The government has failed to hold its agents accountable for wrongdoing and murder. I'll give you an example of that in just a moment. The government has taxed us without our permission. The government has denied us. Obamacare, for example. That's one example, most recent one. The government has denied us due process and the right to a fair trial. I'm going to be talking to Ammon Bundy in the next hour. We've just had the government go for one more try, trying to get the judge to do another trial against the Bundys after she dismissed this trial. Why did she dismiss it? Judge Navarro had been very prejudiced against the Bundys and others in the past. She had withheld from the jury information that would show that government agents who were running that standoff, who were running that stakeout, had been intimidating people, had been committing crimes themselves, had committed crimes prior to this, for which they were subsequently fired. And I don't know if they're going to be, I won't say that. I know they're not going to be criminally prosecuted. None of these people ever are. Whether they kill people or not, they're never prosecuted. And so she withheld all that information from them. You will not say anything about the Bureau of Land Management. Yeah, that's off limits. You shall not use that word. And yet, because of a whistleblower, it became an untenable position even for this biased judge. And so she dismissed these charges. But that wasn't good enough for our Justice Department under Jeff Sessions. They came back again. Even after she declared a mistrial and then declared a dismissal because of all the wrongdoing of both the BLM, the FBI, and the Department of Justice, they still came back. And so just in this last day or so, and Ammon Bundy is going to be joining us. He's got a lot more information about other things that are still happening there. The court's finding of outrageous government conduct was not in error. She wrote yet again, as they continue to come back on this. She said, on the contrary, a universal sense of justice was violated by the government's failure to provide evidence that it is potentially exculpatory. In other words, that means the evidence would show that the defendants were innocent, and they hid that information. The prosecutor's request did not make any new arguments. It didn't bring forth any evidence that Navarro had not already considered in her decision to dismiss the case. And this happened just Tuesday, and she had dismissed the case back in January. Still coming. And I'll give you another judicial victory here, because they're few and far between. So let's talk about the ones that we have when they happen. We have had a federal district court judge who was actually appointed by Clinton, Bill Clinton. And she ruled on Tuesday. She tossed out a lawsuit on Tuesday claiming that the Trump campaign former advisor Roger Stone, who's also a contributor here at InfoWars, colluded with WikiLeaks and the Russian government to publish hacked DNC emails. That judge threw out that lawsuit. That lawsuit was brought by two DNC donors and a DNC staffer. And she threw that lawsuit out. Of course, it has cost Roger quite a bit of money to try to defend himself in court. The allegations of conspiracy. This is the DNC's conspiracy theory. They got a lot of conspiracy theories. Got a conspiracy theory that Russia did something. They got a conspiracy theory that Roger Stone helped Russia to do something. I'm in the conspiracy theory on top of conspiracy theory. And we're going to talk about the newest conspiracy theory coming from the UK today. Another gas attack, as they say here, in just a moment. But this is what the Clinton-appointed judge said. She said, campaign meetings, canvassing voters, and other regular business activities of a political campaign do not constitute activities related to conspiracies. It was a conspiracy because it was Hillary's turn. Yeah, we openly admit to conspiring to get Hillary Clinton out of the public eye here. That's what we've conspired to do that. We've breathed together. That's what conspiracy actually means, typically applied to something that is illegal. It is not illegal, however, to make sure that Hillary Clinton doesn't become president or dog catcher. And we will continue to work on that. But let's go back to the state of freedom here in the United States. Go down through all the list here. Put it in the vernacular today. A modern Declaration of Independence. The government's taxed us without our permission. The government has denied us due process and a right to fair trial. Yeah, I was just talking about how that happened in the Bundy case. And, of course, even though that case was thrown out, there was another case prior to that. We got people, I believe, are still in jail. They were convicted. Same situation. The government lied, put them in jail. We got the Hammonds up in Oregon still in jail, tried as terrorists because the government was lighting control backfires, like the ones that just got out of control in the panhandle of Florida and burned about 3 dozen homes. Well, they were doing that there on the prairie, and these people set a backfire, and the government alleged that it burned about 1,000 square feet or some minimal amount of prairie sagebrush. And the local official said, that's nothing, but the federal government came in and put federal charges of terrorism against them, arson and terrorism. And they're still in jail. That's why Ammon and others went up to Oregon to make a point of that. So they're still in jail. The government has denied us due process and a right to fair trial. And they have denied us the right to understand that the jury is sovereign in court, not the judge. The jury is there to judge the law, not just the facts of the case. And we have judges who lie to the juries all the time about that, saying, this is the law. You take the law as it's written. You don't ever stand in judgment of the law. No, the whole point of having juries was to stand in judgment of the law and how it's being applied. And that has been the history of our country. It was the history of England. It was the history of William Penn when he came here to the United States. And it was one of the things that established habeas corpus when they locked up jury foremen and put them in jail for jury nullification. And they said, where is the crime? They're doing what they're allowed to do as a jury. They nullified this law. It was very clear that William Penn and his church had violated the restrictions on their religious freedom. No question that the law was violated. The jury didn't like that law. The jury let him loose. And so the judge, in vengeance, locked up the foreman. And then he got free. Habeas corpus. Show us the law that he broke. And there was no law. But they have denied that to us. They have gaslighted us. They have told us that we have no right to judge the law, and we do. That is the biggest responsibility and duty of the jury. The government has engaged in extraordinary rendition, and they have approved and rewarded torture, promoted the people who engaged in torture. The government has continued to expand its military empire, occupy foreign nations. The government has declared its federal power superior to those of the states, and on and on and on. They've laid the groundwork for martial law. This time, the tyrant is the one that we made, the monster that we made. And it wasn't a monster when it was designed, but it became a monster. We have 80,000 SWAT team raids. We have police militarized with military-grade weapons and munitions. We have a government preparing for martial law based on a training video that is entitled 2030. There's that date again, 2030. Everybody from Neil Strauss to the UN is saying 2030 is the date that they are going to have their civil war by. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles. And acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now. Free shipping on hundreds of different items. More than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus. X2 is 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76. Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver. And free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talking to Ammon Bundy in the next hour. He put out a message on Facebook that we really need to get our message out. There's been things that have developed in these trials. And, of course, on Tuesday, we had the federal government still trying to come after them yet again, shut down yet again by the judge there. But he's going to be joining us in the next hour. We're going to have Del Bigtree joining us in the third hour talking about the situation in California, the intimidation of Bob Sears, Dr. Bob Sears, who had the audacity to look after the health of a toddler who had had adverse reactions to vaccines, wrote him a letter saying no more vaccines for this kid. He's already had an adverse reaction. And they came within a hair's breadth of pulling his medical license. He's now under probation. He has to go back and take classes. He's got to take ethics classes. And it's like, seriously, ethics classes? The people who need to take ethics classes are the people coming after him. The first ethics of the medical community used to be do no harm. That was what Galen said, the ancient Greek physician and philosopher. First, do no harm. That's the most important thing. And when the medical community loses track of that and they start to have other goals, that's when we start to get into problems. I just want to remind you that we have still have the Second American Revolution 4th of July super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program, and we've got a lot of products still on this special free shipping store-wide, and many of our most popular products 50% off along with that free shipping. Things like BrainForce Plus, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, 40% off of free shipping. We have Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, 50% off. We have a big savings on the Alexa Pure Breeze Air filter. That is $100 off with free shipping. I have that in my home. It is a very attractive unit, very silent, very effective. And you can get that now $100 off with free shipping. Air filter made by Alexa Pure, the Alexa Pure Breeze. Finally, we have InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, a 3-month supply, 50% off and free shipping. That's just a few of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, free shipping store-wide. Take a look at the massive discounts that we have as part of our 4th of July super sale. Okay, let's take a real quick look at where Americans are in terms of trusting institutions. I just read you the rephrasing by John Whitehead of the Declaration of Independence. Sounds kind of like where we are today, doesn't it? And yet, do we still trust our institutions? You know, before we get to that, Free Thought Project has a thing talking about all the different privileges that we have to have, all the different permits we have to have. Are we really free in a country where you don't have inherent rights, but they turn everything into privileges? See, that's the essence of what we talk about when we talk about gun control. First, you know, they're not going to come in and just take away your guns. The founders understood that. If you got an armed population and the government comes in and says, give us your guns, then they get the Concord and Lexington treatment. and so they're going to do it by a process of gradual infringement. They gradually move the border onto your property. If you don't do anything about it, they say, all right, that's ours. Now let's move it. That property belongs to us. Those rights belong to us. Now let's move it a little bit further in. And they gradually do that. And one of the ways that they do that is by making things that are rights, turning those into government-granted privileges. And so let's take a look at some of the things you have to have a privilege for. Work, for example. You have to get work permits for minors. All businesses have to have all kinds of permits. As a matter of fact, you just have to have, and it's not even anything that's special necessarily for your business, like a health permit for your restaurant or something. You just have to have a business privilege license. If you want to go into business, that is a privilege. But if you want to go on welfare, that is a right. See how they have inverted everything here? A travel, for example. They've turned that into a privilege. They constantly remind us on the, used to be they had the printed maps that you would get places, and they would always have a message from the governor of the state. And that governor would remind you that driving is a privilege. No, it's not. Travel is a right. And they're about to take that right in other ways, not just the harassment that you get at the airport. No, they're about to take away your ability to drive even your own vehicles, even to own your own vehicles. They're going to take away the means of transportation. That is well underway, especially in Europe. They're moving to ban private cars very quickly. And that's coming here as well. It'll go to California first, and then it'll bleed into the rest of the country. But that is already underway. Marriage, you got to get a marriage permit. See if the Supreme Court will let you get married or not. I mean, why is the government even involved in that? Eating. If you want to, maybe you engaged in this yesterday. If you want to go fishing or hunting, you got to get a government permit for that as well. Recreation. Maybe you engaged in that. You got to have licenses for everything that you do. Used to not be the case when I was growing up. You know, it's kind of interesting. I went on a trip to try to get some information as reporters. I was with Joe Biggs, and they had everything blocked off. We couldn't see what was happening. There was access, however, by water, so we decided, well, we'll rent a boat, and we'll go around, and maybe we can get some pictures of what's going on at the scene with the boat. Well, you got to have all these different licenses and everything to rent boats unless you're over 55. Hey, that's me, because they know that those of us over that age didn't have to have driver's licenses to drive boats. I was driving a powerboat when I was 8 years old. I was pulling water skiers. My dad was driving a car when he was 8 years old. That's how freedom is disappearing generation by generation. You know, if you got somebody that is foolish enough to give you the keys to a powerboat when you're 8 years old, then that's their problem, right? No, actually, I was very responsible. Never had any problems with that. And my dad never wrecked a car when he was 8 years old. He didn't have any wrecks later on either. But that's, you know, so now we have those things have been turned into privileges. And they're going to take away all of the privileges that you have gradually. First, they turn your rights into privileges and they take them away. So do we trust our institutions? Are we really kind of happy with this? I find it very amazing that when you look at the list of trusted institutions, there's only three of them that are above 50% that more than half of the people trust. The first one is the military. 74% of the people trust the military. This print is incredibly small in here. Small business is trusted next by 67%. And we have 54% of the people trust the police. No other institution makes it above 50%. Number four is the church and organized religion. But that is only 38%, about the same as the presidency, the Supreme Court, the medical system. Banks go down to 30%, along with the schools at 30%. And then we have, at the very bottom, we've got newspapers, TV news, and Congress, and the criminal justice system. Newspapers, criminal justice system, and TV news are about 20 to 23%. Congress is 11. They are the least trusted of any institution. But again, we find that the police are trusted by more than half of the people, which is kind of interesting. You know, the story right here came out also by Free Thought Project. Mom horrified after finding out TV cops who killed her six-year-old boy are, she found out on TV that the cops who killed her six-year-old boy are all back on the job. Now, this is a situation where they were firing at an unarmed woman suspected of stealing a car. They knew she was unarmed. They chose to fire at her. This six-year-old boy was hit, as the mainstream media reported it, with a stray bullet. But they were shooting at an unarmed woman. And the problem is when our institutions accept this. Now, this is just down in San Antonio where this happened. When our institutions accept this kind of behavior, you're always going to have people who do the wrong things, because humans are going to have bad actors. You're going to have people who make mistakes or people who act criminally. The question is, how does the institution react to that? In this particular case, what they did is they gave them a six-month paid vacation and put them back to work, and the mother found out about it on television. Absolutely amazing. So you trust that? But as we look at the state of our country, there is a bid, of course, in California to split the state into three parts, as one person who's a spokesperson for the organization that got it on the ballot, Citizens for Cal 3, said, this is about people who want California to be fixed and saved, and this is the way to do it. She said, the state has become too big to govern. Yes, that's part of the problem. We have a crumbling infrastructure, dirty water, failing schools, and almost every statistic, 49 states are doing better. For example, San Francisco, over 16,000 feces complaints in just 1 week in Nancy Pelosi's district because of the homeless situation. Here's some of the complaints. Homeless encampment is blocking sidewalk and creates a health hazard with trash and feces. Please move them. Send in a cleaning crew. The public works spokesman comes back, says, we don't know what it's from. We're not going to test it. this is California. 20 pounds of human waste in one particular area. And you've got a medical convention saying, we're not coming back here. It's ungovernable because the left is there. And Nancy Pelosi and the progressives. It's going to become like Venezuela. And that's why these people want to split. The U.S. may split as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We have an article that came out over the weekend. I should say over the weekend. I'm thinking of it the weekend. It was just one day, but 4th of July. Graduating with honors has become meaningless as colleges are handing them out like candy. It doesn't mean anything anymore, especially at the Ivy League schools, places like Harvard, big name colleges like Johns Hopkins and Wesley College and so forth. It used to mean something if you graduated with honors, if you got cum laude or magna cum laude or summa cum laude. But now, because they've inflated grades, you know, everybody's just getting participation trophies handed out to them. We don't have the heart to give anybody a low grade, even if they don't do well, because, you know, meritocracy is racist. It's all about, you know, being white to say you're going to have something about merit. So we don't want to have any of that. And they're just handing out the grades, you know. Welcome to the Ivy League. We're like Lake Wobegon. Everybody is above average. So you've got over half the students who graduated from Harvard. And Johns Hopkins Universities this year did so with honors. Cum laude, magna cum laude, or summa cum laude. As reported by the Wall Street Journal. A 3.7, they said, that doesn't confer that you're doing something good anymore out of a 4.0. It's just a run-of-the-mill student at any one of these schools. Wesley College, where they send the liberal girls. 41% of this year's graduating class completed with honors, which means a GPA of at least 3.6 at that school in Massachusetts. 59% of the graduates from Johns Hopkins did so with honors, achieving a GPA of 3.5. 10 years ago, only 46%. That was much higher than it used to be as well. They said it creates a problem where people learn that they can do very little and they can get a grade point average that looks very respectable. Perhaps this explains why you've got these angry progressives saying that meritocracy is a white privilege thing. They don't like that anymore. Georgetown University, it's gotten so bad they've decided that since they can't control their teachers, evidently, or their professors, what they're going to do is they're going to put the honor system on a curve. And so they're going to have 25% of the graduates given honors as opposed to over half of them getting those designations. So that's one way for them to try to get around this. Now, President Trump, where does this all start? Well, it all started with affirmative action. We said merit doesn't matter, right? That's one of the reasons why they're saying meritocracy is a white privilege thing, because they got rid of meritocracy. And you got people like Walter Williams, black libertarian economist, said, I don't like to see my work being watered down. People look at this and they say, well, you got to, you know, you graduated with honors and you're a professor and so forth, but you got to set aside. You didn't compete on the same standard as other people did. And he said, that's not true. I did. And so it hurts people who succeed regardless of what their skin color is. Now, President Trump reports IJR has just completely scrapped Obama's rules on affirmative action in college admissions. As they report, continuing to make good on his promise to undo the country's regulatory regime, President Trump eliminated 7 guidance documents that were implemented by Obama's administration that dealt with affirmative action at college campuses because they wanted to make it more affirmative, I guess. The announcement came as some suspected his pending pick for the Supreme Court could also be someone who would help clear the way for the high court to address the practice in the post-secondary education realm. Which causes me to ask, why would we allow the Supreme Court to interject itself into college admission standards? This is how ludicrous the Supreme Court's interference in our day-to-day life has become. That it would become this. And yet, as we look at this, we see all the summa cum laude millennial progressives are now about to take over the government if the Democrats take back the House. They're saying they could have a progressive caucus. It would be kind of like the Freedom Caucus, but the other way. Oh, so I guess we could call it the anti-freedom caucus, right? We should start calling Antifa anti-free, because that's really what they are. bunch of progressives that just got through there because they're great on a curve.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Joining us in the next segment will be Ammon Bundy. Just on Tuesday, we had the federal prosecutors try to come in, even after a BLM whistleblower had exposed the crimes of the BLM, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and so forth, exposed what was happening there, vindicated Ammon Bundy, Cliven Bundy, and the others who were in that trial. They'd already had one mistrial where the judge had hidden evidence from the jury that would have acquitted them. There'd already been a previous trial, and individuals from that previous trial who were convicted are still in jail, even though it has come to light because of a whistleblower that there were crimes committed. So we're going to be talking to him about an update on that. He'll be joining us in the next segment. I want to talk about the new terror attack that we're being told about today that developed in the UK. First of all, I'll let you hear the press conference from law enforcement. This, again, is in an area that is not very far from the chemical weapons facility there in the UK at Porton Down. Salisbury was where the initial poisoning happened to a former Soviet double agent and his daughter. And now we've had two more individuals come down with this. Here is the news report as filed earlier today.
On Monday, the 2nd of July, due to concerns over the symptoms both the man and the woman were displaying, samples from both patients were sent to Porton Down Laboratory for analysis. Following the detailed analysis of those samples, we can confirm that the man and woman have been exposed to the nerve agent Novichok, which has been identified as the same nerve agent that contaminated both Yulia and Sergei Skripal. The latest update we have from the hospital is that both patients remain in a critical condition. Both are British nationals and are local to the area. Officers are still working to identify their next of kin. At this stage, and this is important, at this stage, no one else has presented with the same symptoms linked to this incident.
All right, let's hold it right there. Let's hold it right there. I'm going to go down some of this. Of course, they said there was nothing in their background to suggest that they were targeted. These are not people who have been Russian agents. They've not been associated with, they're not CIA, they're not MI5, they're not any of that. These are just ordinary people going about their business. So what happened with this? You heard him say that they have sent the samples to Porton Down. Porton Down is very, very close to both the town where these people lived, as well as Salisbury, where the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter happened a few months ago. The area, the Wiltshire police, of course, that is the General District Wiltshire, the police said it was initially thought the two patients had been using heroin or crack cocaine from a contaminated batch of drugs, or opioids, like they originally thought Sergei Skripal and his daughter had been involved with. And when you look at it, why would you say that they have now been poisoned with nerve gas? As Vladimir Putin laughed when they were putting out this conspiracy theory before, when Nikki Haley and Theresa May were pushing this so they could try to push us into a war in Syria. Vladimir Putin said if they were exposed to that nerve gas, they'd be dead. They wouldn't be in critical condition. They wouldn't be looking like they were on opioids or heroin or something like that. Now, I will remind you, which the police department and the British government will not remind you, is that several weeks, I think it was like something like 7 weeks after the incident, they finally sent the samples to one of only about a half dozen labs worldwide that are qualified to do this kind of analysis by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. There's only about a half dozen of them. So they sent the samples to a lab in Switzerland. And what they found was BZ. Now this is, they have three different levels of chemical weapons. The number one level, the most toxic, are things that have absolutely no other uses except as a chemical weapon. BZ is not that. BZ is the next category down, which says that it's highly toxic, but it has industrial uses as well. BZ is used in, I think it's a dry cleaning industry, things like that. It is not something that's manufactured or used in Russia. And then they also said, oh yes, and there was Novichok present in a pristine, virgin state. Now, this was 1.5, 2 months after the incident. And what that Swiss lab was doing was winking to everyone that that Novichok sample had been recently added to the sample that they had. It would not survive in a pristine, virgin state over that period of time. But as we look at this particular incident, these two spent Friday afternoon and evening visiting shops in the town, Salisbury, where the Skripals were poisoned. So, again, if you look at the map, you have where they live is up north. You have Porton Down in between Amesbury and Salisbury, which is south of Porton Down. There's the map right there that show. And they said when they saw them, they were rocking. His eyes were wide open, glazed, pinpricked. He was sweating, dribbling, making weird noises. Again, same types of stuff that we saw of the Skripals, the symptoms that were consistent with being poisoned with something like BZ gas, but not with Novichok. And as we look at this, I think sometimes when we look at articles, the most interesting information is in the comments. If we look at an article that was in the UK talking about this, one person said, well, here's a little bit of history. Let's go back to 2003. This is an article where they exposed what was going on in Porton Down back in the 1950s. It created a new investigation of human testing done at that chemical weapons site. As they pointed out, they said, like, this is the way the article reads. This is from September 2003, The Observer. Like most 19-year-olds, Alfred Thornhill had never seen anybody die. He thought he could handle anything. Dispatched to an ambulance service, a self-confident teenager arrived for a month-long posting at Porton Down. But nothing could have prepared the young man for the horrific events he witnessed on a May morning in 1953. Answering an emergency call, he witnessed scenes that would haunt him for half a century, thrust him into the center of an inquiry into one of the darkest hours of British military history. Until today, Thornhill, then 15 years ago, now a 70-year-old pensioner, had never spoken publicly about what he saw. He feared the Ministry of Defense would send him to prison. But now he's broken his silence to tell of the day that he arrived at Porton Down's gas chamber. And he saw the convulsing body of a 20-year-old Ronald Madison thrashing around the floor, spewing substances from his mouth. Madison, an RAF engineer from County Durham, had been used as a human guinea pig by the Ministry of Defense scientists experimenting on lethal nerve gas sarin. Like hundreds of others that had volunteered for the trials, believing he was going to Porton Down to take part in some mild experiments to find a cure for the common cold. Yeah, the EPA does this to people here in our country. Still. Instead, by dropping sarin onto his skin, they used him to help determine the dosage of lethal nerve agents. His account of the agonizing last hours of Madison's life shines a light into the murky past of the secretive establishment. I want you to listen to this, the symptoms that he exhibited, and think if this sounds like somebody that's disoriented, that is staring up into space or whatever they're telling us, because sarin gas is not nearly as toxic as nerve gas, and nerve gas, RVX nerve gas, is not nearly as toxic as Novichok. He said, and they pointed out, hundreds of people have been suspected of dying prematurely or going on to develop illness such as cancer, motor neuron disease, Parkinson's, and so forth, who were being tested on at this same facility, Porton Down, that is in between these two cities. And this is what the guy said about the person he witnessed dying. I'd never seen anyone die before, and what that lad went through was absolutely horrific. It was awful. It was like he was being electrocuted. His whole body was convulsing. I have seen somebody suffer an epileptic fit, but you've never seen anything like what happened to that lad. His skin was vibrating, and there was all this terrible stuff coming out of his mouth that looked like frog spawn or tapioca. He said there were four of us who picked him up off the floor. They didn't put any precautions on the people who were doing the ambulance service either. They could have been exposed to this. They just dropped it on his skin. He was still having these violent convulsions. We drove him to the medical unit at Porton. By the time we reached the unit, it had been cleared of other casualties, and there were men in white coats standing around. And he said the thing that really haunted him was, he said, I saw his leg rise up from the bed, and I saw his skin begin turning blue. It started from the ankle, started spreading up his leg. It was like watching somebody pouring a blue liquid into a glass. It just began filling up. He said he couldn't take it. They sent him out of the room. Now, we're going to have an interview with Ammon Bundy. I'm going to pick up on this and question why this has happened again. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now. Free shipping on hundreds of different items. More than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus. X2 is 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76. Silver Bullets, $9.95. Colloidal Silver. And free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever
to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us on the phone now is Ammon Bundy, son of Cliven Bundy. And of course, he and his brother and his father and many others have been suffering as political prisoners. We had a turnaround in that case. We were following it for quite some time. We had Sherry Duvalli, who was reporting on site there every day of the trials, and we were getting updates from her as this was going on, and we're very happy to see that they are out. But there are still people who are in prison who have been convicted and who have not had their convictions overturned, and that's what Ammon Bundy is joining us today to talk about. But we also want to find out how they are doing, and find out how his father is doing. The brutal treatment that they had there is another part of the story. The long time that they were held in prison as political prisoners, the harsh treatment that they went through. And we saw this on his Facebook page. They have a Facebook page at Bundy Ranch where there are updates. And if you want to get that information, you can get that there. But he wants to get information about those people who are still being held in prison. And the government hid evidence that would have, I believe, allowed these people to be set free, just as the judge decided. And again, the federal prosecutors were still coming back to this judge here 6 months later after she had dismissed this case. First, she said it's a mistrial because of information that came out from a whistleblower. Then 6 months later, they're coming after she said she was going to dismiss it. They're still trying to do this. So joining us now is Ammon Bundy. Thank you for joining us, Ammon.
Thank you for having me, David.
First of all, how is your father? I'm so glad to see that you guys are out, some of you anyway. How is your father doing? Because he was, he's in his 70s and he was going through this brutal treatment. It's brutal for you and your brother and others that were there, but especially to him, I think. How is he doing? How's his health?
He's doing well. I mean, he's, gained weight back, healthy weight back. He got down to skin and bones in there in prison. And he's, back to working. He loves to work, and he's, working on that ranch. And, he's 74 years old, and he works like he's 45 years old. So I got to give it to him. I hope I could do that when I'm his
That's
age.
Great. Yeah, hard work has been the thing that helped him to get through that ordeal. How long were you held in prison before the trial?
Nearly 2 years we were held in there. Much of it was in solitary confinement. You know, there was some terrible things that they did to us. They, broke my tooth, both front teeth. They broke my, chipped my hip.
Wow.
Blew my eardrum, just things like that, just from the abuse in there. My dad got an infection in his jaw. He ended up losing most of his teeth.
Was this done to you by the prison guards, or did they have other inmates do it? They were the ones who chipped your hip and damaged your eardrum?
I had two men kneeing me at the same time, and one was, and I'm not exaggerating, he was close to a 400-pound man, and another one was a good-sized man. And they kneed me at the same time. One on one side, one on the other side, and it either broke a chip or a cartilage in my hip, and it still floats around in there. And I actually, then they threw me in solitary confinement, and didn't give me medical attention for over 40 days.
Well, you clearly were political prisoners, and we've seen this type of treatment. I've covered many trials. We have the case of Ross Ulbricht that they have now got serving multiple life sentences because he was running a website, and they had criminal agents involved in his case. Once they have a situation where somebody is doing something that they want to shut down that activity and make an example of people, that's when you see this type of action taken against people, the extreme punishment, the harsh treatment. keeping people in jail and hiding information from jurors that would release other people. I know that's what you want to talk about first. So let's go to that right now, because there was a previous trial to this one, where you had a hung jury, and it was in the course of this second trial. Correct me if I'm wrong, that you had whistleblower information that showed that the FBI and the BLM and the Department of Justice were lying about things, that they were hiding information. And I think that was what turned the hand of Judge Navarro, wasn't it? Because she'd presided over these other cases where people are now currently in prison, right?
Yes, that's correct. So there was a first trial, and there was 19 defendants, or excuse me, 29 altogether. And they broke us up into multiple trials. The first trial, they did not allow any of the Bundy family to be part of that. They were just people that came to support and help our family. And and they literally just steamrolled them in that trial, would not allow them to talk about the militarization of the BLM. They wouldn't allow them to talk about the BLM agent's conduct while they were at the ranch. And I'm talking about, the gang beating of my brother when he was just trying to film them, body slamming of my Aunt Margaret, the killing of the cattle and digging mass graves and leaving the baby cow out in the desert just to die. They didn't let
And that's why we went there to cover it, because we felt that they were on the verge of setting up another Ruby Ridge or a Waco or something. They were getting so aggressive and violent with people. That's why we went out there to try to shine some light on that and make sure that that didn't happen. And I was there, and I know that the people who were protesters there, they were not aggressive. It was the people with the federal government that were aggressive. The other people that were there were peaceful protesters.
Yeah, they actually reached out to our family with a liaison for the BLM, and they told us in that conversation, it was about a 45-minute conversation, but the agent speaking to my brother said that if we resisted in any way, this would be another Waco or Ruby Ridge. And then later on in the conversation, he says, they will kill you. Mm. And so absolutely. And, mm-hmm. and, there was tremendous, misconduct that was going on, with the BLM. For example, like underneath the wash there, you were down there, you were covering it.
Yeah.
They were fully militarized, pointing their weapons at us. And then some of the things they were saying were things like this, and this was caught on body cam and dash cams, things like, "Mother effer, you come find me and you'll have hell to pay." Or, quote, "This is a shoot first and ask questions later situation." And then one BLM agent, speaking of a man with a dog among the protesters, says, "Shoot the effing dog first." And then another agent says, speaking of an overweight woman, says, "Shoot her right in the effing forehead." And then they all start laughing. And and later on, they said that under this search situation, they were in tremendous stress and they were afraid for their life. Well, they were pointing the guns at the people and laughing and saying these comments. And
yeah, they were on the loudspeaker, the bullhorn, telling us to go back. They were going to use lethal force and so forth. There's a Fox News reporter who was there, and he was very afraid. He was trying to get over to their side, and as he was walking towards them, they were making threats against him. I've got video footage of him pulling up his shirt and saying, "Look, I've got nothing except a video camera. Don't shoot me. Don't shoot me." I mean, clearly he thought they were going to shoot him. We had some people that were up on the bridge who were not down there at the wash saying, "Oh, that's not happening." No, it was happening. You were there. I was there. We heard that. I didn't hear what they were saying on the body camera, but it was touch and go there for a while. And I had some individuals down there who were former law enforcement who said, "We need to get as many people down here because they're getting spooked and they're going to start shooting." That was really what we thought was going to happen. When we come back, we're going to talk about the people who are still in jail and what needs to be done to get them out. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Ammon Bundy.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter.
And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnant owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Ammon Bundy. We just had, again, on Tuesday, we had prosecutors, federal prosecutors, still trying to come after the family after the judge there dismissed the case back in January. And what she said, I'll repeat this again, Judge Navarro dismissed the conspiracy charges against the four men on trial. And of course, that was Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Cliven Bundy, and another individual saying the prosecutors had acted, this is the judge's words, with prejudice throughout the trial. She said the court's findings of outrageous government conduct was not in error. On the contrary, a universal sense of justice was violated by the government's failure to provide evidence that is potentially exculpatory. In other words, would show that they are innocent. And she said they didn't bring any new arguments. They just keep coming back after this. And this is the relentless persecution and hatred that was evident by the BLM before this happened. And they these people were political prisoners, as you heard some of the stories, and Ammon just touched on some of the abuse that happened there. Violently attacked, imprisoned by their jailers, held for 2 years before they could get a trial. As things were building to a head there before the standoff, everybody knew that they were building for violence. They had set up sniper areas that were there at the time that I was there, and talk about murdering the people there. And, of course, they eventually did kill Lavoy Finicum. This is not just threatening talk from these people. They actually did eventually murder someone who was doing a protest. But I want to get some facts about the cover-up, because we've still got people who are in jail. We still got the prosecutor still trying to come after these individuals where the judge shut this down. The judge's hand was forced by a BLM whistleblower who exposed information, because the judge was complicit in this cover-up in the previous trials. There was a previous trial of these four individuals, and there was a previous trial of a lot of others. Some of them are now in jail. So, Ammon, tell us some of the details, some of the information that needs to get out to the public that is still not getting out to the public that would release the individuals who are in jail. Tell us some of the things that they did.
Okay, so, again, in their trial, the first trial, they would not allow them to, again, talk about the BLM conduct, you know, the BLM abuse. They wouldn't let them talk about the snipers. They would not let them talk about the militarization of the BLM. All the things that brought these good men to the ranch, they would not allow them to talk about it. But in specific, they would not allow them to talk about the snipers. And the prosecutors actually lied and tried to cover up that there was even snipers at the Bundy Ranch. Let me give you some actual quotes from their words. So Stephen Myrie and Nadia Ahmed, who are the U.S. prosecutors on this case, they said in the indictment, they said this, quote, Bundy family members, particularly their wife Carol, broadcasted messages and images into cyberspace, falsely depicting BLM law enforcement officers as snipers and claiming that the BLM was using military-like force to threaten them and confine them to their ranch. This propaganda and more like it spread quickly through cyberspace. Then later on, the prosecutor said that in the indictment, quote, that the investigation to date reveals that the BLM has no snipers and no established perimeter, even in or near the Bundy family or property. Now, you know, David, that that's a lie, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They had.
You saw them, probably.
Yeah, that's right. We saw them. We didn't get film of them, but we saw them. And we had people that were telling us, hey, we dumped some stuff into their foxhole, their sniper nest. You know, we dumped some stuff there last night when they were gone. But, yeah, it was happening. They it was there all the time.
And they said that we made this all up and that we said it, spread it all throughout the, you know, social media to incite the people to come, that this was, you know, that this was, that there was no BLM snipers and that we made it all up and that it was propaganda. That's what they told the grand jury. That's why the grand jury indicted this in the first place, because they said that we made this whole thing up about the BLM being militarized and having snipers on the hill and surrounding the home.
And then so, at the standoff, the fact that you had people who had firearms on their horse or firearms on their hip or whatever, which is legal to do that, not pointing them at the BLM as the BLM was pointing their weapons at us and threatening to fire. They showed that one picture of the guy that was up on the bridge down behind the concrete. Not clear who he's pointing at, but there was an individual who took that picture, and when they asked him at the trial, there's that picture. When they asked him at the trial, you know, where were you? Well, he was crouched down. See the people crouched down? Who are they afraid of? Are they afraid of this guy with the rifle, or are they afraid of the other people that are down there that are threatening to shoot people? And they wouldn't allow them to, they shut down the lawyer, didn't they, Ammon, when he said, well, who were they hiding from? Oh, you can't talk about that, because the answer, the obvious answer to that was they were hiding from the BLM.
Yeah, they wouldn't let them talk about anything that the BLM was doing. They wouldn't let them, you know, say that there was literally, you know, I don't know, 30, 40 BLM agents with rifles pointing guns at them.
Yes.
And, yeah, there's some very interesting facts. In fact, that was not allowed in the trial, one of them that you just brought up, that individual pointing that rifle, the FBI went up there and did an investigation on it. So we're talking about the FBI, actually. And they said that there would be no way to determine that he was pointing that rifle at a federal agent. And they also determined that there was no way that he would have been able to point that gun through that barricade like that was in the direction of the BLM officers. But they wouldn't allow that in the trial.
Wow. Wow.
See,
that's amazing.
I mean, that's what they wouldn't allow. You know, now, back to the snipers and them saying that it was us that brought this all, that we were spreading propaganda. Because, David, there was an actual deliberate cover-up by the prosecutors to try to scrub all the evidence of any snipers, BLM snipers. And let me just tell you about one. So in a 302 report drafted by an FBI agent, that's basically FBI's report, Agent Brunk from the BLM reports the following. Quote, on April 6th, Brunk observed the confrontation between law enforcement officers and Ryan and Dave Bundy. Brunk was acting as a spotter observer for a BLM sniper. So that's what he says in his own report. And nearly a year later, Steve Myrie, who was the U.S. prosecutor and on this case, he calls Agent Brunk back in to change his report. And it literally says, the new report said the following. After reviewing the SD 302 report, that's the FBI report, Brunk made the following clarification. In paragraph 3, Brunk advised that he never acted as a spotter observer for a BLM sniper, nor did he ever tell the FBI that he acted as a BLM spotter observer for a BLM sniper during his original interview.
Wow.
So
this is what we're seeing with Peter Strzok and these other individuals that has now come out. Again, it was politically based, just like your trial was politically based. And we're going to talk about the political basis of this in the next segment, because we need to get this story out there, because your father and your family are constantly slandered by the mainstream media as welfare ranchers. Nothing could be further from the truth. That makes me incredibly angry. I can only imagine how it makes you feel when you hear those types of charges. You're fighting for our freedom. You're fighting for my freedom. I understand exactly what you guys have done, and I really do appreciate what you've done. But when we see these FBI agents, we know that in the case of President Trump, they have changed their statements to cover up for some people or to make other people appear more guilty. And they did the same thing in your trial. This is a systemic corruption throughout the Justice Department, the FBI, and so forth. This is something that is systemic. This is not isolated to a political attack against President Trump. It is systemic against anybody that they perceive as an enemy. And that includes you, and includes people like Ross Ulbricht and others. Anybody that they single out.
Yeah, it's rotten from the top and the bottom. It really is, and it is not isolated to the Bundy Ranch or to President Trump. You're exactly right. The tactics are the same, and what they're doing to us is basically denying justice. And
yes.
when people feel like they're denied justice, then they lose complete confidence in the system, and
That's
then
right.
other things happen. We don't want that to happen.
Exactly. It's a very corrupt system, and it's got to be fixed. And we're going to talk about the other part of the corruption and what the BLM was initially doing when we come back. But we also have specific plans about how to help these people in prison. We'll talk about that as well.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now. Free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, 1776, Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Ammon Bundy, and I want to get to the specifics of why this all came about. There's been a lot of slander against Cliven Bundy and his family and the mainstream media. It still goes on today. But I would say to those people, whether you agree with what Cliven Bundy and his family were doing there or not, whether or not you agree with that, I do agree with what they were doing. But I'll say whether or not you agree with that, you should have a problem with people who were held for 2 years without trial as political prisoners, people who were beaten by the prison guards, and a government that threatens people's lives and then lies about those threats to make other people look like they're murderers and try to lock people up for life imprisonment. And we've had this happen on a number of fronts, a number of different issues. You should be concerned, regardless of what you think about the specifics of the case, and we're going to get into that in a moment, and we're going to talk about the people who are still in jail, even though it has now come out that there was lying and cover-up and hiding of withholding evidence that would have cleared these people. That's why there's a mistrial in this. There was a mistrial that hasn't been declared. And there are people who are still in prison. And we're going to talk about what can be done to get those people out. Ammon Bundy has an idea of what he wants to do. And you can hear how you can help to do that as well. But you should be concerned about that, regardless of what you think about the specifics of the case. You need to make sure that you don't have a corrupt justice system and corrupt courts. Just real quickly before we go back to Ammon, I just want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our July super sale. We have 50% off many of our most popular items, and we have free shipping store-wide. Some of the items we have 50% off. Brain Force Plus, Super male, super female vitality. All of our super blue dental products that have nano silver in them. They're all 50% off with free shipping. Also, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. 3 months supply. 50% off with free shipping. Massive savings on that because that's a heavy item to ship. You can get that now. 50% off with free shipping. Many, many other products we don't have time to go into. You can take a look at the list. But everything is free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program, and we really do appreciate and need your support. Ammon, let's talk a little bit about Todd Engel, Greg Burleson, still in jail, even though they pulled the same stuff with them that they pulled with you, but the whistleblower's information broke when you guys were in the middle of your second trial. But these guys were convicted, railroaded through the system, and they are still in jail. What can be done about that?
Well, David, the judge clearly has acknowledged. She acknowledged it when we, in our trial, she said when all this stuff was uncovered, because the prosecutors were lying to the court as well. When all this was uncovered, she said men have been convicted because of this information that was withheld. Well, we thought when she said that, then this whole case is blown up. Even the previous trial, those who were convicted, of course, because all of this is applicable to both trials and to all the defendants. But they're still in there. They've been in there for 7 months. So that's my problem, David. Here we got a judge who is acknowledging misconduct, cover up, you know, and yet we still have men in prison. Why has she not released them? That's an injustice in itself.
Does she have the power to do this, or is this something that the Justice Department has to do? Because they came after her again 6 months after she declared a mistrial and tried to get her to overturn that. Does she have the power to overturn their convictions?
Yes. I'm sorry I interrupt you, but she has jurisdiction and just has set on the motion to dismiss. She's just set there on them and has not ruled. So she has full power and jurisdiction to release these men and has not done it.
See, that's the thing. We've seen the way that she conducted your previous trial before this one and the way she conducted their trial. And she was just as politicized as the rest of these people in the Justice Department. She couldn't do anything, in my opinion. Her hands were tied once this whistleblower's information came out because her integrity, as well as she could be convicted for the criminal actions if she went on with that in the face of the whistleblower stuff. But she seems to try to be still trying to walk this line to satisfy her political masters and not releasing Todd Engel and Greg Burleson.
Yeah, so I'm calling on the grand jury jurors and the trial jurors in their trial, and I want them to come forth, and I want to show them this evidence that was withheld from them and then publicly ask them if that evidence would have made the difference, because I believe there's no question. I believe if they would have saw all the things that the BLM agents were doing, the cover-up, the FBI, the snipers, the beating of the people, you know, the plans of conspiracy of what to do with the people. I mean, I believe they were able to see all that, that both the grand jury, so the grand jury never would have indicted and we never would have had to gone through this, and the trial jury in Greg and Todd's trial would have acquitted on all charges. I'm convinced of that. So I want to bring him forth in some type of public setting, show him this information, and then say, how do you feel about this? Was the court just in doing what they did? Were the prosecutors right? And how do you feel that you were deceived?
Well, that's very important. And I think the other thing that could happen, too, is I think if we could get a social media campaign going, because President Trump does a lot on social media. He has spoken directly to the public there on numerous issues. There's been several reports and papers that he's considering a pardon of the Hammonds. That's another great injustice that we don't have time to talk about today, but you and Lavoie Finicum and your brother and others went up there to try to draw attention to what was going on there as the federal government went after these individuals for something that was not a crime, that was dismissed by the local people. But they're still in jail as well. But it looks like there's some talk within the Trump administration about a pardon for them. Certainly, if we could get tweets at President Trump or maybe send letters to the White House. You know, not many people talk about it all the time, but not many people take the time to actually write their government officials. So when you do, you don't have to write a long treatise to lay everything out because they're not necessarily going to read it, but they are going to log the fact that somebody is concerned about this issue. And this is you know, they're on this side of this issue, and we've gotten 2,000 letters on this issue. That will get their attention. Don't you agree, Ammon?
Yes, it will. I think it's a sad state that we have to go to the President of the United States for all our issues, even inside our little counties. At this point, that's what we have to do, because he's the one that can relieve us. And these people need relief. The Hammonds need to go home. A couple days ago, Stephen Hammond marks his fourth year in prison.
That's crazy.
They need to go home. It's unjust.
And let's talk about this, because you and your family understand the bigger picture. I went to Oregon after Lavoy Finicum was killed. I talked to the people that you were all on your way to. There was a big meeting. Everybody was talking about the land use issues. These are private property rights. They are just as important as the land rights that you have for your home. But these are property rights in the sense that people can have on one piece of property. They can have water rights. They can have grazing rights. They can have lumber rights. They can have mining rights. Everybody can enjoy those rights all on the same piece of property. So it's not like your family is saying, we own all this land. No, but you have certain property rights that are just as important as people's property rights in the suburbs. And if those rights are taken, then they can take people and kick them off in the suburbs. And I've seen that happen in the suburbs in Washington State as well, because they're moving the boundaries of the national parks out there and taking away suburban homes as well. But tell us about the real issue there. It's not just withholding fees. Your father did that in protest of the original problem. Talk about the original problem.
So the original problem, or just so you understand, my family's been there for 143 years now.
Yeah.
We've been ranching on that land. We own vested water rights and grazing rights on that land, deeded with the state of Nevada. And the federal government will not recognize those, and basically says that the land belongs to them, and so therefore any rights on the land also belongs to them. And that is completely contrary to the Constitution and to all the laws that have built this land up to this point. And so they literally are basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to socialize everything. They're trying to take private property and turn it into the state property, particular the federal government's property. And then they could lease it back or do whatever they want to do to completely control it, to make money off of it, and to build their organization. But the problem is that it's ours. I mean, it's ours to the point where my dad has borrowed money from the banks. It's vested property. He could sell it, trade it, borrow against it, and he has. And
there were over 50 ranchers in that area, and they ran every single one of them off except for your father, using these same types of tactics. And we have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone. That is what is really fundamentally at the bottom of this issue. And the stuff about grazing fees that were withheld, that was a secondary issue. Thank you so much for joining us, Ammon Bundy. And again, you can find them on Facebook at Bundy Ranch. We need to stand up for these people who have been victimized and wrongfully convicted. Thank you so much, and good luck to you, Ammon.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to have Del Bigtree joining us in this next hour. We're going to talk about the persecution of Dr. Bob Sears in California. They are going to jam their agenda down your throat, folks, and they will jam their vaccines in your arm and your children's arms, whether you agree with it or not, or whether you've had a bad reaction to a previous injection. They're going to take away the medical freedom of the doctors. They're going to take away the medical freedom of us, of patients. You know, we should have there's a thing called informed consent. They don't want you to be informed, and they don't want your consent. They believe they don't need that. And so we're going to talk to Del Bigtree about that. I also want to finish up with what I was talking about with the new nerve gas attack in the UK, as mainstream media is breathlessly rushing to put that narrative out again. We're going to expose what's going on with that, and we're going to ask why that this would be happening a second time. But before we do, in this segment here, I want to comment on this story about Scarlett Johansson facing a casting backlash because she's playing a transgender man. Now, previously, with the same director, she had already gotten a great deal of grief because she had been in a film called Ghost in the Shell. It was originally a Japanese anime film, science fiction, and so forth. And they're saying, well, that should be played by an Asian, not by Scarlett Johansson. And now Scarlett Johansson can't play a transgender man because she's not a transgender man. So I guess the only thing that Scarlett Johansson is going to be allowed to play is an autobiography of Scarlett Johansson. Because forget about the fact that she's an actress and she can play all these different roles. She's not going to be allowed to do anything according to the political correctness of Hollywood that is so incredibly out of control. No, she can only play Scarlett Johansson at this point. It's absolutely insane what has happened here in Hollywood. And along those lines, the story that was up on the Drudge Report last day or so about the fact that this is from the Hollywood Reporter, talking about Nick Loeb trying to make a movie with a conservative perspective on Roe versus Wade. And they have to do this secretly. And as soon as anybody that is even tangentially involved in the film industry, whether it is an electrician or somebody who is scouting the location or whatever, as soon as they find that, they just like, you know, F you and quit and I'm not working on this. And this is nothing but propaganda. They absolutely, absolutely will not allow any thing that they disagree with. They want to shut down everything they disagree with. That's their approach. And this comes from a couple of different issues. Again, as we're looking at the future of the Democrat Party, people like Alexandria Cortez, she is the future of the party. Many are saying that Bernie Sanders is not it. He's just not socialist enough for them. He doesn't want to nationalize all the industries. That was a story that we had that made Drudge Report on Infowars.com. The fact that the lefties are saying Bernie Sanders is not socialist enough. He's not a pure ideologue. And so they hope that Cortez can get a bunch of other like-minded socialist millennials in, and they can create a caucus that would go up in competition to the House Freedom Caucus. They can be the anti-freedom caucus, the anti-free, or as they call themselves, the Antifa. And that's what these people are about. They're all about censorship, anti-free speech, anti-every type of freedom, freedom to have property, any kind of property rights, any ability to have free speech, any ability to shoot anything that you disagree with. How many conservatives are out there in the industry that work on films that they don't agree with, but they do it? But these people absolutely will not have it. The universities will not have it either. We had both Tulane as well as LSU. As soon as they found that these people were shooting a movie with a pro-life perspective on Roe v. Wade, they threw them off of campus. That's where this intolerance begins. And you're going to see a wave of this. That's why it is very important that these people not be sent to Congress. Of course, you can't help it in places like Queens and the Bronx. They're going to send somebody like that anyway.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to have Del Bigtree join us in the next segment. We're going to be talking about the intolerance of the left when it comes to medical freedom. We're going to be talking about the intolerance of the left when it comes to political speech as well as to movies. I was just talking at the top of the hour about how now Scarlett Johansson is in for criticism again. First, she was criticized because she played a part that was a Japanese anime character in Ghost in the Shell. Oh, no, you can't do that. You're not Asian. And now she's playing the part of a transgender, and she's not transgender. So, like I said, the only thing she's going to be allowed to play is herself, and maybe in an autobiography. But you're not allowed to do a movie with a pro-life perspective on Roe v. Wade. And this is a story that was picked up by The Hollywood Reporter. They have been very carefully trying to keep this secret because they knew how Hollywood would react. They're concerned about their safety. And not only that, but even the ability to be able to do the film. But they know that they'll be attacked. It's not just people who are in the Trump administration. It's anybody that they disagree with, they want to kill. And they want to silence everyone. This is the attitude of the anti-free. They're not anti-fa. They are fascists themselves. Fascists when it comes to speech. And they are anti-life, anti-freedom. And they will censor or harm anybody that they disagree with. This is the spirit. And we can see this in this movie. As he said, woman walked up to him wearing a headset one day, said, "Are you the director?" And he said, "Well, I told her I was. She told me to go F myself," threw the headset on the ground and walked off. I found out later she was one of our electricians. And they said they've got a lot of people that have signed up for this, big name actors like John Voight. We got Robert Davey, Corbin Burnson, Steve Guttenberg, Stacey Dash, who is in Clueless, is going to be playing Mildred Jefferson, the first black woman to graduate from Harvard Medical School, and the former president of the National Right to Life. But when they tried to do it on universities, they got thrown off of both Tulane and LSU as soon as they found out about it. What they said at LSU was they were being thrown out due to content. This is a PG film, folks. Would they have a problem if they were doing some kind of disgusting, sadomasochistic, serial killer sex scenes? No. No. Wouldn't have had a problem with that. They could have been as perverted and disgusting as they wanted to be, and they would be honored. Oh, look at that. We're in a movie here. Oh, great. They're going to use our place as a location. But you do a PG film? about respecting innocent children's right to life? Oh no, you're not going to be allowed to do that. And this is where we are now in our country. We've got people sending wire hangers to Susan Collins because they believe that they're trying to firm her up on her opposition to anybody that President Trump might appoint who would say, well, you know, the federal government doesn't really have any authority in this area, and maybe the Supreme Court should not be involved in the issue of abortion. That ought to be decided at the state level. They want to make sure that they impose their opinions on this, on us, at the Supreme Court. So you got pro-abortion Americans sending Susan Collins wire hangers in the email, in the mail, not in the email, but in the mail, physical hangers, because she said she doesn't want to see Roe v. Wade overturned. She's a Republican. So they believe that they can block anybody that President Trump puts up there. Maybe what we should do is have little tiny miniature plastic hands and arms and legs and body parts. And maybe we should send those to Susan Collins and remind her of what they really do to innocent life. Let's play the clip that was on CNN. This is Jeffrey Toobin saying that he thinks that anybody that's on President Trump's list is going to be unacceptable because anybody that's on that list will reverse Roe v. Wade. Here is Jeffrey Toobin, CNN.
Appointments to the Supreme Court, I will see that Roe v. Wade is overturned. The base of the Republican Party, which is most of the party at this point, wants Roe v. Wade overturned. If you look at those four names who are the finalists, all of them will overturn Roe v. Wade. But now it's in their interest to sort of muddy the waters and say, well, you know, they respect precedent, blah, blah, blah. No. They don't respect that precedent. Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned by one of those four people, along with four other justices on the court. And, you know, that may be a good thing and that may be, or that may be a bad thing, but we ought to be honest with people about what's actually going on.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to respect precedent. We've had Supreme Court precedents that say you send escaped slaves back to their masters. We've had Supreme Court precedents that stood for decades that said that films don't have a First Amendment right. Of course, the left agrees with that now. They don't want this film made about Roe v. Wade. And so they want to shut that down. I'm sure they would be fine with the Supreme Court making a ruling that you can't make any films about Roe v. Wade as well. And so this is what they're going to do. This is their basis for shutting down any Supreme Court appointment by President Trump. They want to make sure that he doesn't get anything through so that they can have an election. They're hoping that they're, with the election, they're going to have a majority in the Senate and that he won't be able to appoint anybody who is conservative to the Supreme Court. And the way they're going to do that is take the stand on abortion. I hope that President Trump doesn't do that. I hope that he picks a judge like Amy Barrett that they have just approved and make these Democrats explain why they voted for her for a district court position, but they won't vote for her now. They just approved her. So make them stand up with that. All right, let's go back. And I wanted to finish up on what is happening in the UK because we have the mainstream media dutifully putting out the narrative that this is another gas attack, even though the Russian media is saying it's Groundhog Day. You've got CNN saying Amesbury victims are poisoned by the same Novichok nerve agent used on the ex-spy. Doing their job, as they're supposed to do. The little mockingbird media like CNN. RT says Novichok strikes, but it doesn't kill again. That's the the sarcasm there. Other Russian media says it's Groundhog Day. There's new Skripals in Salisbury. Really? Says this presenter. But let's just talk about what's going on there. I mentioned before about Porton Down. I read you the account of the gruesome death of one individual who had been experimented on in 1953. A 19-year-old ambulance worker saw that, described it 50 years later, what he saw, still haunted by the death of that individual who had volunteered, thought he was just going to participate in some trials about a cure for the common cold or whatever. We've seen the same thing happen with the EPA. The EPA in North Carolina screened people who had respiratory and heart issues so they could expose them to levels of particulates, fine particulate matter coming out of diesel fuel because they want to ban all engines, not just diesel engines, but they want to ban all internal combustion engines, all barbecue, you name it. Okay, so they decided that they would expose these people that they had selected with health issues. They would expose them to over 70 times what they said was the safe limit. And this was happening at exactly the same time that the director of the EPA, Lisa Jackson, was testifying to Congress that they were talking about people dying from this. She said, not getting sick, dying. And there's more people dying from smoke than from cancer. So we see this type of thing happening from these individuals. But Portendown, which is very close to where all these people, these two incidents happened and where all these people are, Portendown is developing chemical weapons. Is right in between those two areas. Now, the question that arises from all of this is, as we see the patterns of these people, they're saying, well, these two individuals now, they don't seem to have been targeted for any reason. They're not, you know, former Russian spies or anything. So that creates a problem for them with their former narrative. So you look at this and you say, well, you know, is this something that is just an accident that happened? Are they exposed to something that is still around in Salisbury? Because they did go to Salisbury. So none of the other people in all of these months have been exposed to this. And the guy who developed Novichok said that this stuff is not going to persist, especially in a moist environment. It's not going to persist for months. It will degrade very quickly. That's why it's so suspicious that they found pristine, virgin samples of Novichok at the Swiss lab when they did it. They said nobody else that traveled with this couple got sick as they went to Salisbury and so forth. Last place they went was a Amesbury Baptist Center on a Saturday afternoon together. It's the last time they were out in public. They said there were about 200 people that were there. Nobody got sick there either. And nobody has gotten sick in Salisbury in all these months. And again, it doesn't exhibit as nerve gas. Same situation. Is this perhaps because you have President Trump and Vladimir Putin scheduled for a meeting? Are they trying to make that go away? Is that the motivation? We'll be right back.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalists. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnant owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Del Bigtree. We're talking to him about what's going on in California. Very troubling, because we tend to see a pattern of the loss of freedom. It typically begins in Europe, the UK, often. Then it migrates as an unwelcome immigrant to California, and then it metastasizes into the rest of this country. And what we see happening right now in California with mandatory vaccines is very troubling, because we understand the way these things migrate into the rest of the country. And we've just had Dr. Bob Sears. They took some very, very serious moves against him. We reported that last week, coming very close to removing his medical license because he looked at a wrote a letter for a toddler who had had an adverse reaction to a vaccine. And they don't like that. They want to mandate vaccines. And I wanted to talk to Del Bigtree about this, because he's very familiar with SB 277, which was the bill. And as they were pushing this bill to mandate vaccines, they were also telling everybody, don't worry, we're not going to intrude into the doctor-patient relationship. As we got Del on to talk about this, he sent us a video from one of the sponsors of this bill, one of the co-authors of it, actually not even a sponsor, but Ben Allen, one of the co-authors of this bill to mandate vaccines. And I want you to hear it from him. And then we're going to talk about how they lied about this, obviously, in the case of what we've seen with Dr. Bob Sears. So here's Ben Allen, co-author of the state bill in California to mandate vaccines, explaining to us why they weren't going to get into the doctor-patient relationship. And then we're going to show how they intruded into the doctor-patient relationship. Here's Ben Allen.
As you know, the committee has offered several amendments that we're very happy to accept. They mainly relate to expanding the medical exemption, and that's something that I'm very interested in. And one of the things we've talked about over and over again is how important it is that there be a strong and robust medical exemption, so that anybody who has a legitimate medical concern, genetic predisposition, some sort of immunological problem, they can go to a doctor anywhere in the state and get an exemption from that doctor. That's very important to me, and I'm glad that the committee, I think, pointed out some weaknesses in the earlier bill and took some steps necessary to expand that exemption.
Isn't that great? They've got your rights protected right there. You know, so it's fine. They're going to make sure that if you've got any kind of adverse reaction to that, or you got some kind of genetic problem, oh, that's going to be okay. The doctors are going to be the ones on the scene. They will make the ultimate determination, except that's not how it worked, is it, Del?
It's not at all how it worked, David. Thank you for having me. And this is a very important issue. When we were fighting against SB 277, that was exactly our complaint. Why are bureaucrats going to be deciding what happens to the health of doctors' patients? Don't doctors go to school for 8 years to be able to make medical decisions for their own patients? Isn't that what we're paying them for? Not to have someone in an office somewhere like Richard Pan or Ben Allen deciding what's going to happen to a parent's child? And that's exactly what's going on. Every doctor now in California that writes a medical exemption is under review. There's actually a, you know, like a Gestapo type hit squad that's out and investigating every single doctor that writes a medical exemption. And think about, wow. I mean, SB 277. Because
this is something, this is a letter that Dr. Sears wrote 4 years ago, though they're coming back.
That's right.
On him over.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they went retroactively back, looked at things he'd done. He's also, you know, he's just been given 35 months probation. They're going to watch him closely now for the next 35 months. But he's got four other cases already against him from the medical board investigating other medical exemptions he's written. Medical exemptions that make perfect sense. In one case, he has a pair of siblings. One of them was injured by a vaccine, and we know that they have a genetic issue that vaccines make worse. The father has the issue. So the second child, they're like, we don't know if the child's going to develop this issue, but there's no need to vaccinate these people. Yeah. There's no need to vaccinate these kids. And instead, they want to force. And think about the argument that Senator Pan and these people made that we've got to protect that immunosuppressed child. Well, how are you going to protect it if the doctor that's trying to protect immunosuppressed children has their license under review every time they try to create that protection? So they really don't care about the immunosuppressed child. They don't care if they kill them or permanently injure them. They're just obsessed with vaccinating every single child, even though when you look at MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella, you really only need 95% vaccine uptake. And the unvaccinated rate in most places is 2 to 3%. So why is giving these children an exemption that big a deal? It's not even going to affect your mythological idea of herd immunity anyway. The whole thing is really scary.
That's something I've never bought into either. If your vaccine works, you're protected if you take it. So you don't have to worry about me. But let's talk a little bit about, because I think it also, you know, what this guy said, well, we're going to let the doctors decide this. If they see that there's some kind of a genetic problem or they've had a reaction to this, that was the case in this particular instance that they've come after Dr. Bob Sears. But the thing that bothers me and that shows that these people have an agenda and they will shut down any rule of law or tradition of rule of law that we've had is the fact they went after him for something that happened 4 years ago. And this is a case where you had a toddler who was 2 years old, had had a vaccine, had had, according to the mother, severe reactions to that, described that to the doctor, and he wrote a note saying, okay, he's excused from any further vaccination. And that was 4 years ago. Now they're coming after him. As you pointed out, they've got several more cases of things that happened in the past that with this new law that he is now supposedly in violation of, but they're going to go retroactively. And to me, that's amazing. Just that.
It's amazing. Well, and Bob Sears is one of the most vocal, you know, people and doctors speaking out against SB 277. Mm-hmm. He got on microphones all over the state. So it's political. And they said they were going to go after him. They said he better watch out. I mean, this whole thing is an intimidation. And what's it really about? Is it really about Bob Sears? No, it's about, and they're trying to put the fear into any doctor that wants to go and use their own education and listen to the parents, do their own investigation of their own patients and come to conclusions. They want to terrify every single doctor from doing what they think is right. They're saying you better be afraid of us as a bureaucracy and deliver the mandated vaccine program that we are forcing on you, or you can expect your license to be under review. I mean, essentially, this is the way that pharma has been doing this since the beginning. The same thing they did to Dr. Andy Wakefield in the UK, who simply did a study saying, I am seeing too many parents that are complaining the MMR vaccine is causing their child's autism. He did a study of the intestines of autistic children, saw that there was a gut disease connected with autism. Well, what do? They destroyed his career. They, instead of making a better vaccine, instead of going back to the drawing boards and saying, what is this susceptible group? We know that there's not a single product we can inject into every child that doesn't kill or maim some children. So why don't we work on making a better product? They didn't want to spend the millions in R&D to do that. It was easier to destroy one doctor's career and then terrify every doctor after that. That's what they're doing with Bob Sears. They're trying to intimidate the medical profession, the doctors who have studied to take care and listen to their patients. Essentially now, our government is saying, you don't listen to patients anymore. You are not to listen to what parents have to say. They don't know anything about their child. I don't care whether they said they lost speech or they had seizures. The parent has no say in this whatsoever. The bureaucracy of this government is going to force whatever medical, you know, experiment or whatever medical procedure we want on your children.
That's the sad thing about this. If we look at the explosion in autism, why aren't they interested in investigating autism? No, they're not going to do the science to investigate the causes of autism and why we've had an explosion with that. No, they will do a political investigation of anybody that gets in the way of their big pharmaceutical AMA agenda. And that's what's really behind all of this. It's not science, folks. It's a witch hunt, a political witch hunt. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like Brain Force Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76, Silver Bullets, $9.95, Colloidal Silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Del Bigtree. Of course, you can find him on Twitter at Del Bigtree. It's the same way it sounds. It's Del Bigtree, and that's one L in Del. Also, he has a new program called Highwire Talk. It's at 11 a.m. Pacific time every Thursday, And you can find that on Facebook at High Wire Talk. Tell us a little bit about that program before we get back into the vaccine stuff, Del.
Well, sure. I mean, every week I interview scientists and doctors. We check in on the going science that's happening around the world looking at vaccine safety. As you know, I produced the documentary Vaxxed, which really fired me into the middle of this entire issue. I was a producer on the CBS talk show, The Doctors, for 6 years, where I won an Emmy Award. And then in my investigation of vaccines, I stumbled upon the whistleblower at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. William Thompson. I made a movie about that. That essentially destroyed my ability to work in television ever again, but that doesn't matter. Here we have social media. We're all, you know, I think the true media now telling the truth. I'm not owned by sponsors and I'm allowed to talk about the truth. And the truth is, you brought up autism. We have now gone from 1 in 10,000 children in the 1970s and 80s to now 1 in 36 children is being diagnosed with autism. And because it affects more boys, it's believed that we're looking at 1 in 18 boys is being diagnosed with autism, and it's getting worse and worse. And still, we have a medical establishment that plays this. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what's causing autism, but we know it's not vaccines. Well, I've been investigating exactly that for 3 years. Where is their proof that they know it's not vaccines and they don't have it? Of the 16 vaccines we give our children, only one of them has ever been through a study looking at does it cause autism, and that's the MMR vaccine, which if you've seen Vax, you can see the fraud that took place and why we have a whistleblower at the CDC still working there, by the way, saying that we know the MMR vaccine causes autism. We lied to the public. There's other 15 vaccines that have never been looked at. So anytime Sanjay Gupta or anybody tells you we've extensively looked at vaccines, we know it's not causing autism, it's an absolute lie. And then beyond that, now in China, we've got a great scientist named Yao, who's been looking at the hepatitis B vaccine we're giving to day one old babies. He's doing rat and mice studies and showing that there's a latent neurological disorders that are coming when they give just the hepatitis B vaccine, not even the whole schedule, just that vaccine in doses that match the type of doses we're giving in our program. And we're seeing neurological disorders in those mice. We know there's aluminum studies all over the country and all over the world now being done. Chris Exley just diagnosed, dissected the brains of 5 autistic people in England and found that those were the highest levels of aluminum ever recorded. It looks like aluminum in these vaccines is also causing autism. So anyone that tells you the science isn't there, that's what we talk about in the High Wire. We talk about the real science that's happening all over the world right now.
And you're talking about things like aluminum and other things that they put in there. They put that in there to irritate the immune system because the, you know, people think, well, it's we have this simple thing where we got a live or a weakened, you know, virus or something or a dead one. And we put that in there and then the immune system reacts to that and so forth. Oh, that's a general theory. However, it wasn't working. And so what they did was they added all these things to annoy the immune system.
Right.
And those adjuvants themselves that they call these annoyances to the disrupt the immune system, those things in and of themselves become a poison and so forth. So if they really want to help people, again, instead of doing a witch hunt political investigation of doctors who are trying to do no harm to their patients like Dr. Bob Sears, why don't they investigate these connections? Well, the answer is obvious. They don't want to do real science. You know, it's interesting, Del, whenever we look at scientific issues, and we see the same thing kind of happening at the EPA. You know, we had the climate gate where they said, hide the decline, the model isn't working and so forth. We've got these people coming after Scott Pruitt because he says, I want you to publish your data. Show your data on these conclusions. Don't just give us the conclusions and the regulations. We want to be able to see your data. Boy, that was it for these people. Can't have that happen. And so they have a consensus that is out there, and you are not allowed as a scientist to question that the consensus or to see the data. This is not science anymore because we've seen throughout the history of science that it has to embrace skepticism of the general consensus of the conventional wisdom. That's the only time we've ever seen advances in science is when that's allowed to happen. But now we have these people on the left who shut down anybody who questions their conclusions. That's not science.
Every advancement in science has gone against the consensus from Galileo and on. And we always lock these people up because they go against the consensus. And we think we're all evolved now and we've come to a better place. And the truth is the exact opposite. Our science now is more of a religion than it's ever been before. We're supposed to take their word for it. They won't show us any data. They will not sit down and have a debate about vaccines or climate science or any of it. If it is science, then let's have the discussion. Let's put all of our data on the table and let's have this discussion. When they're saying there is no debate, there is no debate. The consensus says climate, you know, the climate is warming. The consensus says that vaccines are safe and effective. Well, the consensus, this is not a consensus sport. Science is the one place That's where right. consensus is, they say right up front, or at least they used to when we studied science, say consensus has no place here. Scientists must always ask the hard questions. They must continue to challenge their theories, which is all that they really are. And you know, what I say, David, when people say, well, why are you questioning vaccines? We're alive because of them. We stopped polio, yada, yada, yada. I say, look, I wouldn't be here if we had the healthiest children in the world, if we had the healthiest generation of children this country has ever seen. But the opposite is true. We've gone from, in the 1980s, we had 12.8% of America's children had a chronic illness, meaning either a neurological disorder or an autoimmune disease. Now, in 2017, where we went from the 10 vaccines we got in the 80s to now 53 vaccines and 72 doses, at that exact same time, we've gone from 12.8% autoimmune disease and neurological disorders to 54% of our children have an autoimmune or neurological disorder. They are the sickest children in the industrialized world. They're sicker than every other rich nation. They're dying at higher numbers before adulthood. All of these studies have been proven. And yet people will tell me, I'm supposed to vaccinate my child. I'm supposed to trust medicine. I'm supposed to trust the CDC that is overseeing the demise of our children in a way we have never seen. They are the sickest they've ever been.
It's very sick. I mean, when we look at this, I'm reminded of, you know, the authoritarianism, the kind of the Monty Python meets 1984, Brazil. You had these elitists and all the women are getting plastic surgery and they're literally falling apart before your eyes. I mean, you know, their skin is sagging and you're not supposed to notice. We're not supposed to notice that this is happening to our children and we're supposed to pretend that everything is fine. I mean, it's absolutely, it's just total mental illness, but it is a repudiation of real science when you're not allowed to do the investigation. As I told my wife, I said, we have so many people coming out and a lot of it depends on the majors that they go into. You know, so many things that they go into in school now, they want to create ambiguity. They don't believe that there is any such thing as absolute truth. And I told her, I said, look, I went to school as an engineer. I know there is one right answer to these things. I may not know what that answer is, but there is a truth and it's worth looking after. These people come out, they're schooled in ambiguity and postmodernism where they're supposed to believe that there is no such thing as objective truth. There isn't any objective answer. Don't have them do math because you can teach them that 2 + 2 = 5. And that's the mental illness that we're fighting here. Besides the autism that we're fighting, the mass consensus, the herd mentality that is trying to sell us on this herd immunity.
Well, I mean, think of the herd. I mean, they're literally talking about us as though we're cattle. What they're saying to Bob Sears is treat human beings as cattle. Do not look at your patients as individuals. Do not listen to the mother's story. Don't look at the patient's history and come to a conclusion. We want them treated like cows. Every one of them is going to get a vaccine, whether they like it or not. And if some of them die, so be it. That's the price we have got to pay to achieve our dream of herd immunity. I mean, I was talking to a class at NYU and I said, would you join a cult or let's call it a nonprofit that heals the world and feeds the poor and puts, you know, sewage into Africa? Only one thing. They have to, you know, sacrifice an innocent child once a year. Would you join that group? And of course, no one raised their hand, but that's exactly what medicine is doing. Every doctor will admit to you, I know children die every year in this process. It's the accepted casualty.
Yeah. How many children is it acceptable for us to sacrifice? That's what we're looking at here, folks. And we'll talk about that in terms of pro-choice. Are they really pro-choice? Stay with us.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Craig-Linnell product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Craig-Linnell base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, With an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Del Bigtree about what is happening in California, the authoritarianism. We've talked a little bit about their resistance to any kind of scientific inquiry, any kind of medical freedom, their resistance to the doctor-patient relationship. But we're going to talk about it from a standpoint of individual freedom and how they have thumbed their noses at the people in California. And this is coming to your state as well, folks. This is the way this always moves. And we're talking to Del Bigtree, the producer of Vaxxed. And as he pointed out, that basically ruined his ability to work in the movie industry. He'd been a successful producer for CBS talk show, The Doctors. He'd won Emmys and so forth. But that basically got him out of the industry because he went against the accepted consensus, the conventional wisdom that is out there. Just as I pointed out early in the show, we got the secret Roe v. Wade movie that is being produced, because when anybody finds out about it, they want to try to shut down the shooting. They get ejected from different locations. They get people attacking them, people quitting and so forth. You're not allowed to have differences of opinion anymore. And of course, this also reflects, and we're talking about pro-choice, where are these people when it comes to pro-choice on vaccines? So we're going to explore that a little bit. We're going to talk about what happened. We began with a clip from one of the co-authors of this bill in California that intrudes itself into the doctor-patient relationship, that presumes to know finally what is happening with people's reactions and doesn't really care if you have a reaction against it. Saying that we're not going to intrude ourselves in the doctor-patient relationship. The doctor is going to have the final say-so and what is right for his patient. Well, we've seen that it was a lie now. And so we're going to talk about the liberty aspects of that in this section with a segment with Del Bigtree. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have extended the 4th of July Super Sale, our second American Revolution 4th of July Super Sale. We have free shipping store-wide. We have 50% off many of our most popular products, things like Brain Force Plus, all of our Super Blue products. That's two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, as well as an immune gargle spray. They have nano silver in them, very effective at killing topical virus and bacteria that can cause gum disease, lead to tooth loss, lead to heart disease, and other things. All the Super Blue products, 50% off with free shipping. Brain Force Plus, 50% off with free shipping. DNA Force Plus, that is a very expensive product to produce. 50% off is a big dollar savings there. And we're talking about big dollar savings. We have $100 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter for your home, along with free shipping. And finally, the InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, a 3-month supply, 50% off with free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. And as we talk about that, of course, Dell's new program, Highwire, you can find it on Facebook at Highwire Talk. That will be starting just over 2 hours, 2 hours from the end of this show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, every Thursday. You can find that, and you can find Dell on Facebook, on Twitter, at Del Bigtree. That is his Twitter handle. Dell, when we're talking about this, let's talk a little bit about the attitude of Ben Allen and Pan and others, the co-authors of this bill. We had a lot of people. I remember when this was being pushed through. Had a lot of people show up to speak against this, to speak out for their individual liberty. Tell us what happened as we had these thousands of people show up to the State House to speak out on this.
Yeah, I mean, it's rare in America that you see thousands of people gathering around a state capitol, dressed in red shirts, many of them with their autistic children in tow, going to try and say that you cannot force these vaccines upon people. We must have a choice. They were packing the halls. They were literally, there was actually complaints actually by senators that were on the side of pharma saying it smells out there in the hall because so many people were standing there sweating, not being allowed in the room. Why were they not allowed in? They got there early because they locked the doors and then they brought and bussed in their own pro-vaccine group, which is only like 50 to 100 people, but made sure they got seats while the thousands of people were held out in the halls and wrapped around the building. Entire thing, and it makes you wonder who was, you know, if this is an open forum, why are these people not being allowed to go in through those doors and sit down and step up to the microphones and make their point? The whole thing was a whitewash. It's clearly being driven by the pharmaceutical industry. And this is something that, you know, as you pointed out, this is coming to a theater near you. This is going to sweep the nation. Why? Because pharma is the most powerful lobby in Washington right now. They're outspending oil and gas 2-1. You've got to ask yourself, why is the industry that's making OxyContin and creating an opioid epidemic that gave us things like Vioxx that knowingly killed tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people with heart attacks? I was just at the CDC, David, when they were approving a new vaccine for our schedule, Hepaslav. It's a new hepatitis B vaccine. And while I was sitting there, it became clear that in the trials of this vaccine, 14 people had heart attacks and died during the trials of this hepatitis B vaccine. And the FDA had approved it after looking at it 3 times. They sent it back twice and they finally said, oh, heck with it. Let's put it on the market. And now the CDC is recommending it for all adults. So when you go to your doctor won't know that 14 people died in the trials as they recommend this great new hepatitis B vaccine for you. And guess what? You're now a part of a real medical trial because they didn't do a decent one ahead of time and they didn't listen to the results they got. And so now we've become an experiment and they literally said at the CDC, well, we're looking forward to seeing those numbers in 2 or 3 years to see what happens with that heart attack signal, how many people, you know, it ends up affecting. So how many people are going to die now in the next 3 or 4 years as they use us as a human experiment here in America? This is what's going on.
When we look at the FDA, people have this idea. They don't really understand risk. You were talking about just before we went to the break. How many kids are we willing to sacrifice? You know, that is it going to be 1 a year? Is it going to be 100 a year? Is it going to be 1,000 a year? We won't even do the research, but we'll just do our child sacrifice here. We don't understand risk. If the FDA says it's okay, everybody says, "Wait, hey, it's approved by the FDA, so it's going to be," you know, they've got this binary idea. It's either totally safe or it's not approved, and that means it's totally dangerous. And so we just let them make those decisions for us. They don't want you to read the insert. They don't want you to listen to the rapidly listed side effects when you watch Fox News or CNN or some of the cable channels. I'm absolutely outraged when I look at the fact that they are allowed to advertise these drugs on television. I mean, this is, if they're going to ban tobacco ads, they ought to ban the pharmaceutical ads. It's absolutely amazing that they're allowed to put this stuff out there and say, take this for depression, but then tell you that the side effects of this are depression, suicide, and a whole list of other cardiovascular issues, very serious other issues besides the psychological issues. It exacerbates, in many cases, the very thing that you're taking it for. It's absolutely amazing they're allowed to do this.
It's outrageous. I mean, look, why are there school shootings? I don't know. Maybe because every drug we're pumping into our kids now, 1 in 4 kids is leaving elementary school on a drug they'll be on the rest of their lives. And just read the bottle, and suicidal thoughts and maniacal thoughts are part of the side effects. Oh, gee, why are they shooting each other in schools? Big surprise. You know, this whole thing is really getting to be a major problem. And pharma's driving it when they are trying to, you know, they're really, in my mind, they want, and this is what I want people to know, this isn't just about children anymore. They don't really care about the 2 or 3% of unvaccinated kids that have always been there. They want you. In fact, Hillary Clinton was behind a program called Healthy People 2020. That was a forced vaccination program for all adults that was supposed to start in 2020. Donald Trump has put a pause button on that. We have a stay of execution right now to get our act together and get out and start voting out these people that want to push a forced vaccination for adults. Because think about that. That is the future for pharma. Right. That's why it they're is. In Washington. They want 320 million indentured customers. Then they turn their industry into a multi-trillion-dollar industry overnight.
That's right. And let's talk about that. Let's talk about pro-choice. Because all these people out there who are ramming this down your throat, ramming the needle into your arm, these are the people who tell us that they're pro-choice. My body, my choice. And yet it isn't your body, your choice. Not at all with these people. And that's the other side of the hypocrisy of all of this. The fact that these people who constantly represent themselves as being pro-choice, you are not going to be allowed to make decisions about your child. You're not going to be allowed to make decisions about yourself. And, you know, when looking at abortion, I talked about how they're censoring the Roe v. Wade just like the movie, just like they censored Vax that you produced. That's what they won't allow you to talk about, even have the freedom of speech to talk about that. They are anti-choice in everything except abortion.
That's right. I mean, and you look at the hypocrisy, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, are we free or are we not? Are we free to make choices? So as soon as my body, my choice, then all of a sudden, but when a kid comes in the world, then all you can inject them with whatever you want. You can inject me with whatever you want. I don't have any say. You know, the government's going to decide what happens to our bodies. I mean, the entire thing is outrageous. And one thing I want to point out, David, is, you know, our medical establishment is sticking their head in the sand. We have one reporting system called VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, where doctors are supposed to write in if you've been injured. There was 59,000 reports of injury in 2016 alone, 432 deaths. But guess what? Health and Human Services believe that that is only 1% of the total amount of injuries. They admit themselves that no one is using this system. So we could have 5.9 million injuries in 2016 from vaccines, and maybe not 432 deaths, but 43,000 deaths.
That's the cover-up. Thanks for joining us, Del Bigtree. Thank you for listening.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.